Okay, what a beautiful Tarek HaMafkid. I'm not getting into it. I sent around a piece of paper to put your names. So this is how I learn your names. I'm very bad at names. I always say to my class in September, by Hanukkah, I'll probably know all your names. But that's pushing it. That's a good card. So if you don't mind writing your names on that list, so I'll have a list of the names. So we decided we're going to give Shia the last half hour of Seder, from a quarter to 1 to 1:15. It's a little short, but you know, tension stands today. The Kailal, I also give Shia half hour a day. Oh, by the way, we're going to have a Shir in Mesil Sisharm, first 15 minutes, from 9:30 to a quarter to 10 on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Shir Mesil Sisharm from 9:30 to a quarter to 10. Exactly. And Mondays and Thursdays, I say, oh, them needs a new few more minutes. So the Shia will be a quarter to 10 to 10. Seals the Shia. We learn Musa. Because Reshka, Rabbi Abadi Shlita, and I, we both feel Musa has to be part of the program. And I'm very much into Seals the Shia. I don't know if you ever learned it. So I hope you learned it. If you learned it, I'll open your eyes. You'll see things that you didn't see before. If you didn't learn it, to me, Seals the Shia is, you see the yeshivas, Alam Musa, Mesilas Yesharim, it's the best, to me, it's the best, beautiful Musa. I'll tell you something interesting. I once saw in a secular book. I always noticed Mesilas Yesharim's writing is beautiful writing. I saw in a book that the father of modern Ivris is Moshe Chaim Lutzato. Modern Hebrew. The father of modern Hebrew is Moshe Chaim Lutzato. They give him credit for the invention of Ivrit. And I say I was proud because I was always attracted to him because I'm pretty good at language and I used to like Shakespeare. I like Shakespeare. So I'm like one of these nutcases. I like Shakespeare, also Lahabdol. So I like Mesilas Yesharim, his language is magnificent. And I saw in a book, a second book, he's the father of Lashna, of modern Hebrew. Interesting little nugget I once saw. I moved, there was a house, I don't know, I have secular books in my house, but in my house, I moved into my house, I saw a book about Hebrews. I said, hey, this is the father of Hebrews, Moshe Chaim, not Ben Yehuda. Moshe Chaim Lutzato. So we'll have the pleasure of studying his Musar and his Lashon. So let's learn a bissel HaMafkid. HaMafkid is Chaver Rabbeinu Mokim. Now the question is in Shir. We don't just give a Shir, we do the Pshat also. Of course, we expect that. I expect that you know it already, but you'll have the Yukim that you didn't notice. I spent my 45 years, I'm a Talmid Rav Nachum, and I spent most of my career being Medayik in Rashi. I mean, Rashi, Diyuk in Rashi, the most important thing. You got everybody to sign, now I know who everybody is. You wrote in Hebrew. I wrote it in English. Okay, I can read Hebrew. Doni Sasson. I wrote it this way, but you write in English. Yakubov.
Yakubov.
Who's that?
Yakubov.
Yes, Mayor Yakubov.
Yeah.
Goldberg, that's a good American name. Who's Goldberg? You're just Goldberg. That's most of the names are fancy. Most of the names are fancy. Hamer, two Hamers. Where's Mosh? What?
Who knows? Somewhere around, I don't know.
He's not here. Who signed him in?
I signed him.
You signed Mosh. See, which is he was here?
I didn't know it was attending for today. You could pass the sheet around again.
No. So Boaz, you're here, Boaz. You signed in Mosh. Mosh hasn't come to...
He does.
I have ABS Bachem, anything but Shia. That's called ABS. ABS Bachem. All the years I had these ABS Bachem. So some people don't like Shia, some people love Shia.
So that's what it means, ABS on the car.
I love the ABS Bachem. You know, makes it easier for me.
There's an ABS button in the car. I never knew what that meant until now.
ABS, anything but Shia. Galoi. Itai Galoi. Who's Itai? Yeah, Galoi, beautiful name. Yaakov Menashe, Hamer. Another, what is it? Oh, Goldfeder. Who's Goldfeder? You're not related to the gold traders in Farakway, are you?
We're related. I don't really know that.
Distant, you know. Okay. Yeah. And Atiyas and Dani Sasson and Menachem Tsruya. Okay. So we said 10. We have 10 people there, just a minion. Okay, 4 are missing. Moshe is missing in action. The ABS Bachman. Okay. So what does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says a lot of things. I'm going to start off with a diak from Rav Gustman. A diak from the great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Gustman from Zichrono Livracha. For many years he was a yeshiva in Brooklyn, then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He was in Reb Chaim Moses Bezdin. As a young, he was a prodigy. When he was very young, he was in Reb Chaim Moses Bezdin, very chashva going. Talmud Rav Shimon. Hamafke Yitzchavera Beimoke. It was mafkid to his friend, either an animal or vessels. So Gemara makes a tzrich, so Rabbeinu HaKadosh doesn't waste cases. Hey, beima, say kelim. He says, beima, oi kelim. V'nignu, oi shavdu. We have the gerus of nignu, o avdu. What's the problem with avdu? There's no kefa. V'nignu, o avdu. So the Mishnah says, shilim l'rotzal yishava, the shomer could have sworn. I sworn. I'm innocent. It was stolen. He could have sworn and been bought these Shomechina. So Shomechinam Nishva V'yotzei. So Rabbi Kivega wonders, why is the Mishnah talking about a Shomechim? To talk about a Shomechachar and say that he could have said, Oynes. The first Diuk is already Rabbi Kivega, we don't have Guzman. As the Mishnah says, Shomechinam. He could have talked about a Shomechachar. You'll see in Daf Lamed Aleph. A Shomechachar is Chayv Gneva. So he could have sworn it was an inus. He could have sworn it's an inus. So if he says nignav, he pays, he'd be potter, because he could have claimed inus. Shemesach is potter minds, right? So the Mishnah said about a shemechinim. Interesting. I'm not going to speak out, I'm not going to say Rabbi Kevi has pilpils, but just the diak. You should wonder, especially when you learn Lamedal, you see Beferish that this then applies by Shomesarach also. So what Rabbeinu Kodesh say Shomechinam Nishma V'yotz? Read Ramban. It's a Ramban, I think. Ramban has it there. Nimtza Ganav. They found the Ganav. Mesham Tashlume Kefa. Pays Kefa. Is this a Chiddush? The old Rav Guzman. It says, Nimtza Ganav, Mesham Tashlume Kefa. Talk Mesham Tashlume Abba V'chamisha. Is this part of Chiddush? And there's no chiddush. Every ganav pays kevel, and he slaws it or sells it, he pays talbei. Is this a chiddush? Then the Mishnah says, Lemi mishalem. But the first din of the Mishnah looks pshita. Why did Rabbeinu Kodesh have to write this? A ganav pays kevel, and he's kevel, he pays talbei. It's tzukin. Right? Ganav pays kevel. It says it in the Torah. So Rabbeinu Kodesh says, Nimtza ganav, sham shkevel tovach amagam sham shumei abim chamisha. Lemi mishalem. So that's the whole point. So why do you have to say those three lines? You're worried about one word, Beim HaKeilim. It's a good deal, you guys. I'll tell you what he answers. Makes sense, guys? You think it's a deal?
Sorry,
see, Rabbeinu Kodesh writes, first, they found the ganav, and he pays kefal bizalve. Then Rabbeinu Kodesh says, who does he pay to? That's the sogya. Who does he pay to? Lemi mishale. But that first statement, he didn't even have to say lechar. Of course a ganav pays kefal dalve. Can you think of a svar? Someone sitting here could think. It's not something, you know, out of from Mars. Something that you could think of. Sometimes I expect you could think of this. It's not crazy. Kivega's thought, Rav Gustman. This is Rav Gustman. We get Rav Kivega for a minute, now we go to the 20th century. Hagoyin Rav Yisrael Gustman. Says that the first part of Mishnah is this a Chiddush? You know why it's a Chiddush? Because there's a drush, and you ever learn Baba Kama, Guna Beis Ha'ish, for the one Beis Hektesh. You only chive if you got it from Beis Ha'ish, you got it from the Shomer. It's not so posh that you have to pay kefil. If you're gone with it, it's not bebeisa. It's a gunav beisish. You have learned that, you know, maruba baba kama. There's a din gunav beisish. Will only beis hektesh. Oh, but it's not my house. It's by a shomer. So you still pay kefon dalve, even though it's not in the bias of the nigna. That's what Rav Gustman says. That's why that first statement is also a chiddush. And now we get the main point of the Mishnah. Let me mishalei. Let me shall be going in that slow. So if he, the guy's mishabi human, he guy paid. Shayamu Shilmaratzal Yishav. Could have sworn and gotten out off the hook. And he paid. So let me mishalei. So now after we say over, who does he pay to? To the Shomer. The first Rashi, it's the Kasha, I found it in the Marsha. I had a Kasha on the first Rashi, but I don't think. See, Rashi says, what is Shuv Shvur Shomer? What's all Shav? What does the Shomer have to swear? Shvur Shom Shal Poshaba? He wasn't Poshaya? Shaloshalach Baya? Two svos, Rashi said. Shalva, Shalva. Which shvu is he missing? So you guys didn't learn that math. Shalva, Shalva. So I said, on Rashi, I found Mashah talks about it. Rashi left out the third shvu. I don't think it's so shver, because it only says it in Tublan, on Laman Hamid Beis. Of Huna says, he didn't have it yet. So why Rashi have to. These are the shvus it says in the Torah. Ain't even shusai, to say the Torah. Now, it's not so simple when, if you learn the first parak in Bava Metzia, it's a taisus there. This shalosh shalosh bayad. It's not so, you have to swear shalosh shalosh bayad. Taisus says, there's a whole taisus on that in the first parak. Taisus in the first parak discusses on daf vav. Daf vagayin daf. So Rashi says it's a Gemara and Vav. You have to swear you weren't Shalev Bayad. Some you shouldn't argue. There are no such rules. Rashi, there's another Chiddush in Rashi. I'm showing you this Taisvis because I don't want you to think Rashi is. You know, the Chazanish says, so Chazanish when we're learning Halacha. Machlaik is Rashi and Taisvis, we paskin like? Taisvis. Such Taisvis. Such Taisvis in Chazanish. Yes, in the Mishnah Berurah. Why don't you let him shout like Rashi? Taisvis argues, we paskin like Taisvis. So Taisus says, Kasha, Yesh Lama, Shifta Mishush Nensa, Shoshalba Yad, Inami. Now look at Taisus, Inami, Davav, middle of the Taisus. Show Yad Inishala, they Gilgal Shoshalba Pashatiba. He says it's a Gilgal Shur. There's no Shoshalba Yad. There's no such Shur. It's Gilgal Shoshalba Pashati. Chiddush in Taisus and Davav. Is it really no such word? Shalosh lach bayad. You have to swear. Rashi learns you have to swear. Shalosh lach bayad. It's true. It says in the Torah, "Vishom mishlach bayad is chayev." But nobody says you have to swear. Shalosh lach bayad. Rabbi Tam says it's just a Gilgal. A Gilgal. The Rabbi Tam says even more. Sheish ro shnitzel butel gan. Rabbi Tam refers. I feel like the Gilgal yishma. Nope. Rabbi Tam goes even a step further. Even with a Gilgal. Because Rabbeinu Tam Sheet is, you heard of Gilgal Shua, guys? Should I explain to you what Gilgal Shua is? You know, once you owe me a Shua, I can make you swear anything. Roland, Gilgal Shua. You know, if you have to swear to me something, so I can make you swear. Swear about this, swear about that. You know, you can Megalgal Shua. But Rabbeinu Tam says a Chiddush. You can only be Megalgal Shua, something suspicious. She, in Megalgal, Dover Hadoyme. Dom Shishal Boyad. You only megalgal on something that looks suspicious. But even Gilgal you can't make him swear. You know when he says you can make him swear, Dafka Shutvim Shachoku, Megal Mishud Moria Teira. So guess what? You know Rabbi Tam learns, he learned Shalosh Shalachti Bayad means Shalachta. I didn't eat it. Shalachla. Rabbi Tam learns Shalosh Shalachta doesn't mean Shlichus Yad. It means that the Eino Bechlal Shvur Shlal Pashba Shedu B'Shusa. He even brings the Shedu B'Shusa. I didn't eat it. Shaloshachta B'Yad means I didn't eat it. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learns. It's also Shvur. Sure, you have to swear. Shabbat. Not only you have to swear, even the Gilgal you can't make him swear. Like three sheep to say in Taisus. I hate bringing in other things. I like to focus on what we're learning, you know, being obey, I like to be befalt from other sugyas, but Rashi quotes Shvur Shalachti Bayad. I thought it's kedai to mention to you about this Taisan Davav. So you can just write a little dot. Ayin Taisus on the Vav, who holds his nose at Shvua, at Shlosh Tov Bayad. And Rabbi Tam learns, so one Rishon holds Gilgal. You can be Magalgal, Shlosh Tov Bayad. Rabbi Tam holds, he can't even be Magalgal. He can't even roll it in. He says, no, why should I think of Shlosh Tov Bayad? Why should I think? Shlosh Tov Bayad means I didn't eat it. That's how Rabbi Tam learns. Chiddush? Are you happy you know that Tois Gosh? I've forgotten about it. Is it okay? I don't know, guys, you know, if you like hearing things, they're not on the dot. Say, it's okay. Okay, Boaz. I see Boaz is a spokesperson. Every shiur has to have a spokesman.
Usually
Maishi. Maishi is the spokesman of the whole yeshiva.
The whole world.
Comes to live in the yeshiva. Certainly not living to the shiur. Every year, what do they used to call it? Oh, he's not here. He's not coming to the shiur. Yisrael is not here. My Talmud Yisrael, he's learning with us. He doesn't come to the shiur.
He can't usually.
But he was my Talmud. I'm looking for my Talmud. He was the only one here. Was learned by me for a year, a couple of years ago.
But in general, it's anything about Gilgulim, so it's a good process to go with.
Gilgulim, you like this? Right? He likes Gilgulim. Sarizal Koyulim. Gilgul Shvua, Gilgulim. Sounds like Gilgulim. You know, the whole Shasa doesn't mention Gilgulim. I once saw a Marsha that says, Ulai, this is a remiss to Gilgulim. A few years ago, and I told the guys in the Kollel, I'm not going to remember this. Please remember. And they forgot. I'll never find that Marsha again. Someplace in Shas, there's a Marsha that says that maybe this is a remiss to Gilgulim. Because I'm looking in the whole Shas. The Arizal teaches us about Gilgulim. But it's funny that it's not mentioned in the whole Talmud, the idea of Gilgulim. So one place I found a Mashur says that maybe this is a remiss for Gilgulim. And I lost it. Fine, so if somebody mentioned my Aveda, would be good. I guess if you're in the computer, you put in Mashur in the world Gilgul, you can probably find the computer. I don't know how to turn on a computer. But if you have any computer, Iluyim, so you'll do me a taiva, find me that Mashur. I'll be very happy. I'll give her a reward. I'll even give $20. $20, you find me that Mashur. A little incentive. Oh, nice. Boaz. I got Boaz's number ready. Yeah. Okay, that's the first Rashi. Shemitship kona etzlo. Oh, so Rashi says, let's be medayikim Rashi. Mishib kona etzlo. The kivin the shilim kona kol tashlum mel. Since he paid, he's kona kol tashlum first time. Why? Why? You paid. You did a nice deed. You paid. You could have sworn you paid. So why are you kona kol tashlum el? All the payments that he receives. The Gemara is going to say why. Now the Gemara says, miknu lekfeil abaylim maknum l'shoy mekefeil. Oh, there's already a chiddush. See, do we know in the Mishnah, Rashi said, the Gemara mefarish. The Gemara says, miknu lekfeil. We already have one important secret that the Gemara is laying out. That the baylim is maknum to the kefeil. Mikni abaylim maknun l'shomek evl hasid l'shtalem. Because I'm like, come on, Rashi quotes the Gemara later. He often does, he ruins the excitement of the Gemara. He ruins like the Gemara later. I get very upset. Takes away the
fun.
Yeah. So Rashi quotes the Gemara later. He has to say pshat. When he was makna. When is he makna? Shebeshah shemassu l'shaymer. When he gave it over to the shaymer. Amanas king masra. And this Amenas with this das, Amenas came, doesn't mean it's not, it means he had this in mind. Shem tigone v'yirtsev yishan, if it gets stolen and you agree to pay, yeh kevel shalom. So Rashi really quotes the Gemara later. You shouldn't, you know, why is he doing that? Because he's saying, mikni lekvel. When the Gemara says he's makdim in the kevel. When? He wasn't makdim in the kevel. He never said he's makdim in the kevel. So what does it mean? I'm gonna have a fight with the Marsha and that Gemara in a minute. So what does it mean? It means when he gave it to him, when he was Moisa to him, and that das, he had in mind, you know, buddy, I'm makli you to kefil. So Marius is a dovish level, you can't be makdim. But he made him a shomer. Shebeshah shemassel al shomer. When he made him a shomer, this is what he had in mind. Now I'm going to fight with the Marsha. I want to ask you a chakir. I'll ask you a chakira. Let's have a little fight with the Marsha on Daf Lamed Daf. In this Gemara, hope you learned to the two dots, guys. It's a little piece. So, what does it mean he had this in mind? Does it mean he really had it in mind? Or if he would have thought about it, he would have had that. See, always when you say you had it in mind, you have a chakira. Does it mean he really was thinking this? Or does it mean, I had this fight in Ksubis HaDabez, also Nihlai Bilakhayav, very important point. Does it mean he really had it in mind? Or does it mean we say, well, if you would have asked him, it doesn't mean he really thunk of it. He was thinking.
I think it's Dan Das, Rashi. Later on, Rashi says, the Kimlan, in the Rashi Nasikono, the Kimlan Rabbanan, the Nihil, the Bunch.
So let's look at that Rashi.
What's the secret? If he actually had it in mind, or if.
It mean, just him. Means if you ask him, yeah. Does it mean he actually had it in mind? Does it mean like?
I mean, if you ask after, I didn't have it in mind.
Well, I don't know if he's believed. It's also if we assume you had this in mind, so you say you didn't have it in mind. No, you had it in mind. I mean, you can't say. You know, everyone is. So ask him. You can't ask him. We know what he had in mind. Better than he knows.
So what is that?
Anyway, we'll show you. See, that's like forward to Mashiach. Not for me. I say, well, why am I thinking about this esoteric question? So look at Rashi and Daf Lamed Daled. Okay, so I don't want, should we jump ahead now? Should we do it now? Finish the Mishnah. Rashi messed this up. He brought the Gemara Vayta. So now we have to look at the Gemara Vayta. So let's go through the Shakar V'tar. So Gemara says, Bari Tzrichasa Beim and Kael. Did I say Beim and Kael? Tzrichasa. It's by Hema. Each one has a reason why you'd think he's mocked in the Kefil. Bema, because he worked harder. So he did you a favor. It's a bigger favor to watch a Bema than Kalim. And Kalim, you mocked him because it's only double. It's never 4 and 5. So Gemara gives reasons why it could be he's only mocked him a Bema. Because the guy works hard to watch a Bema. I think I mentioned to you, I think it's Ibn Ezra. You have a Chumash here? Did you notice in Mishpatim, by Shomechinam, it says. Okay, we don't need it. Trust me. Any Balkayrus here. We need a Balkayr. So by Shomechinam, it says. Kesef Okeil. By Shomechinam, it says. Behema. So Ben Ezra says, why would I pay you money to. I want you to watch my wallet. So you put it in your drawer, I don't have to pay you. But if I ask you to wash my behema, you got to bring it in. You got to answer. That's more likely I'll pay you. I think it's the Menezes who says it's Goyness. That's why in the Torah, this far of the Gemara is an Afkamin and Chumash. In the Chumash by Shomechinim, it says Kesef Okeil. I don't pay you. I might have to pay you to watch something of mine. You stick it in your drawer, or in your pocket, whatever. How are you supposed to watch it? But behema. The Torah, an example of Shomechinam, it says Behema, because it's a Tircha, so you pay the guy. Not likely to pay the guy, so one of the Mepharshim, I think it's Ibn Ezra, thought of this.
I think it's a Tosos also.
Nah.
It says, the Parshas Rishon, except Kesel, Kelen, Virgilas to Lishonah Bechinam, Delekah Behu Tircha.
Oh, what is that? That says that
he's...
Oh, he caught me in that. Huh? Yeah. Like, show me.
It's on like the 6th or 7th line, the Tosas Karnabo Shavua.
Rishak Siv Kesel Mikiyosu Shomim Bechina, like Motercha, Shnek Siv Behema Dika Tercha. Wow! Great! This guy gets.
$20.
No. Didn't find me to my show. This is not $20. But it's good. So I quoted from the Amenez. He says, Rebbe, it's enough in the Tosas, enough in the base. Good. Excellent. Yeah, Tysus says that's why the first is Tysus. And I quoted from the Ibn Ezra. Caught me. Excellent. Shkayach. Great. Okay, Ken Yerbush, you guys catch me always. Miss a Tysus in Amafkin. Sad. Okay. I can face it. I can face the music. Very good. What's your name?
Yaakov.
Menashe. Watch out for him. That's a special song. Watch out for Yaakov. You once lent a mafkid, I guess.
We referenced it last month. We did this close.
Yeah, so the Gemara says then, Maskel Rav Mar. Let's start from Maskel Rav Mar. So you have the Tzrichasa. Maskel Rav Mar. Now, who's he asking on? Now, I can... You can efshe dinsach on Rashi here. Rashi learns this on the Mishnah. Nothing to do with the Tzvichsa, right? Maskav Yerachama on the Mishnah. Rashi says, two words. Amasnis and Kometama. So I didn't look up Rav Ransberg. The Talmud of Nodim Yehuda says, look in the Sefer. But I think, I need a Shita. There's a Shita that you could say, he's asking on the Tzvichsa. Because without the Tzvichsa, we don't know that he's being Machne. Who says he's being Machne? We'll speak out another day, Rabbi Kivega. It's possible the Shemesh should be kind of the Kefel without the Bailam being Machne to him. Kivega, the Rambani and Sakasha. Kivega, Ramban. So, oh, he made a Tzvichsa, he's being Machne. Maskifla on the Tzvichsa. Because without the Tzvichsa, so Rashi says Sakasha on the Mishnah. And the Mishnah doesn't say the Bailam is Machne to Kefel to him. Maybe it's automatic. So, Boaz is saying, why should it be automatic? Okay, that's for Rabbi Kivega. We don't have time for today for that. Vayena de makna dov shabali yoylam. Vayena de makna dov shabali yoylam. Ham bekoyim peres dekel dev yidu da'asi. In Ramea holds it's only peres dekel. Now guess what? If you studied Rashi well, Ramea didn't say peres dekel. What did Ramea say? You can marry a girl even though you didn't convert yet. So the Gemara means, so from that you can learn out peres dekel. It's a secondary, it's not a classic. Classic Ramea is the third pack of Kiddushin. It's a ger, Rashi means, a guy. Avalach Miemen, three Meyemars. First of all, he's doing it B'Shas Masira. That's how Rashi knew. Miemen de Mignum, it means future. So when he made him a Shom, he didn't know it will be stolen. It's on the Miemen, Miemen de Shkalganav. You're talking on Miemen de Shom. Modu Miftar, I'm a Rava. So Rava answered, Nasab Komlo, B'Shetivne, B'Tidash, Yibene, Zulichome Achshav. So B'Shasha Masra, Rashi says, Ka'omela when? B'Shasha Masra. So how do you know he thought that? Nasabamla, so Rashi says, B'Shasha Masra, the Kimlul Rabban. Rabbis knew, the Nichlul Abayim Shebatuch B'Keren. You know, this way, I'd rather, yeah, I may make money, I may make Kefal Dalve, but I'd rather be guaranteed, the Keren Rashi Suffolk Kefal Asad Lo Shal Shom. It's like Hareyu Shemasvam Menaskein. When he made the Messiah, it's an unspoken condition or an unspoken deal. So the Gemara asks, right, the Maya see Yach feeling is a sevel of seh. Nami. Alam Tachus means a seh. He gets the kefal. If he meant to give it to him, B'Shas Masira, he should get the shearings and the offspring of the para. Elam Reb Zeir, Maskana. Nasa Komolo, when? When? Nasa Komolo, did you get here, guys? So what does Rashi say here? Nasa Komolo? Freik the Marsha. What does Rashi have to say here? B'Shas Masralo. You can say a moment before the Gneva. Now, does anyone chap why I said I'm going to fight with the Marsha? It's telling that Chakira I told you earlier. The Gemara says, Elom Rab Zeirin. You following Boaz? Elom Rab Zeirin. Nase komlo chutz vizit sevel el sel. O my piska, dav me alma, migufo. The Gemara explains, he's makna the kefel, but he's not makna the gizais. But Rashi says, B'shasha Masra. So Masha is confused. Masha says, why does Rashi have to say, B'shasha Masra? Freak the Masha. There's no reason Rashi should say, B'shasha Masra. Because the Masha holds, he's not written. So I answer. My teretz Masha is, he's not thinking anything. Before the Gnev, is this guy thinking anything? If you're old, he's really thinking it. Rashi had to say, B'shasha Masra. That's when he's thinking it. Is he thinking every all day he's thinking, oh, he doesn't know when the Gnev is, weeks, months later. So Mashallah, he's not really thinking it. So if he's not really thinking it, you can say it's a moment before the Gnev and Asalam. But Aniyah Kotn, I say, no. Because it means he's really thinking it. No, it really means he's Rashi learned, like me. He's really thinking it. So when is he really thinking it? When he does the Messiah. Okay, guys, it's been a lot of fun.
Why did Rashi say the Kimlul Rabbanah?
What?
The Kimlul Rabbanah, the Rabbanah knew. Doesn't he say that? Rabbanah don't, you know.
You're reading his mind. He didn't say he's thinking that. We're saying that he's thinking that. Kimlul Rabbanah, that he's thinking that. He didn't announce what he's thinking. It's Kimlul Rabbanah, that's what everyone's thinking.
But
So you hear that say like Masha, he should have said a moment before the Gneva. A moment before the Gneva, he's not thinking that.
It doesn't say, you know,
but the Masha, you get my, you get Boaz, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it says,
okay, so while you, first, I always say, first appreciate, first, you know, savor it, savor the vart, then soak it in. Then you can give a minute. I got to run, guys. So, thank you. Find out the missing, four guys are missing. Who's missing? Besides Moshe. Give him a Zifa. You're the youngest. Moshe is your elder brother. Don't give him a Zifa.
Esau?
Esau
wasn't here?
Yeah, Yisrael. Right. I mean, missing any more. It was 12 to 14, so we're missing two.
Potentially.
There's one person.
Stuff. Okay, got it.